You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about taking cold showers. So when I wake up in the morning, I love to take a cold shower, and I just want to tell you about it in case you want to try it too. So the first reason that I actually love taking a cold shower is there is this actual mental hurdle in your brain that you have to overcome to get yourself to do it. Because obviously taking a cold shower does not sound like fun, especially after you're just waking up. And so what happens is your brain's going to be like, oh, let's not do this. Let's not do that. I don't feel like it because of this and that and all these reasons. But when you're like, actually, no, like I see all these things that my brain is saying and I'm still going to do it anyway, there is this sense of accomplishment. It's like, oh, I could clearly see that my brain is trying to get me to not do something. And I was still able to overcome that and do that anyway. Then the second reason that I love cold showers is actually that it helps calm your nervous system. So when you do this, while at first, of course, it's like, oh, so cold, but it actually helps you relax. So when you're actually taking a cold shower, you actually feel more relaxed and more calm. And then the third reason I like taking a cold shower is that it actually feels very energizing because again, like you've just like woken up, you've woken up your brain. I often feel like more excited, more like I can tackle my day. And again, it's like when you're overcoming that part of your brain where your brain's like, don't do this instead, do this instead. Let's just distract you. Let's not do that. And it has all these reasons. When you're like, actually, I see exactly what my brain's doing and I'm going to overcome it. You feel this sense of accomplishment and you also feel like, hey, I just did something really hard. So I can do something else that's hard that might come up later in my day. Have you ever wondered why certain tools aren't working for you? Like writing a to-do list or scheduling things on your calendar or coming up with like your top three things you need to get done. If you feel like this isn't working and I don't know why, it's because your brain is in control of everything you do or don't do. And so where we actually want to start is with our brain. How do I get my brain to do something that it doesn't want to do? How do I get my brain to do something that it's actually avoiding? How do I get my brain to do something that actually is going to move me forward even when it really doesn't want me to move forward at all? Go to successbykayla.com to get access to this video now. Because when you get access to the video, you are actually going to learn how to solve for the actual thing that's the problem. It's not the way that you scheduled your calendar. It's not the amount of things on your to-do list. It's not that you didn't prioritize right. It's that your brain is working against you. And if you want to work with your brain so that it's so much easier, go to successbykayla.com to get instant access to the video now.